Let me just begin with a few prefatory remarks, although I may be stating the obvious. In many of the films that we will consider and watch in the course of the conference, the diasporic family, and by that I mean a family with a migratory background that has settled elsewhere, functions as a trope for the ambivalent relationship between the homeland and the country of residence. Since diasporic belonging is complex, characterized by multiple and often contradictory affiliations, families in these films serve as a site or even as a microcosm where cultural differences and similarities are negotiated. No matter how alien the cultural and religious practices, the food habits and dress codes, not to mention the codes of honor, of these immigrant families may be, there is something universal about families which allows for the domestication of the other and the normalization of cultural difference. Once we all were children, and most of us experience what it's like to be a mother or a father. That is why we can relate to narratives about the family and identity and identify with families whose cultural background may be entirely different from our own. In this sense, diasporic family films have the ability to bridge gaps or build bridges between cultures. They also appeal to and satisfy certain fantasies about other cultures. The diasporic family is often imagined in terms of extended kinship networks, family solidarity, and superior family values, representing a nostalgic dream of a traditional family life, which is considered to be rapidly disappearing in the West. On the other hand, diasporic families, though they're never called by that name, feature prominently in public debates about immigration, which are redolent with anxieties with which mass migration is charged, both for sending and receiving communities. And films about immigrant families intervene with these debates by reinforcing or disavowing ethnic stereotypes, or by constructing nuanced, complex, and contradictory characters that refrain from placing what Kobena Mercer has famously called the burden of representation upon them. The conference presentations today will look at diasporic families in cinema through a number of different lenses. When I invited contributors, I purposely aimed to bring together people whose academic or professional paths might otherwise not automatically cross. Most importantly, this conference tries to provide a platform for dialogue between film scholars and filmmakers and producers. It also brings together scholars with expertise in Hollywood, Bollywood, and European cinema. In fact, speaking here today are several members of a research network on migrant and diasporic cinema in contemporary Europe, which Claudia Sternberg and I coordinated a few years ago, and which was funded by the AHRC under the Diasporas Migration and Identities Program. I should like to welcome Carrie Tarr, whose pioneering work on Burr and Bonlieu cinema has paved the way for much that was to follow in French transnational cinema studies. Other members of this network present and presenting are Claudia Sternberg and Zarita Malik, both prominent voices in the field of Black and Asian British film and television. And Gareth Jones, whose professional vantage point as a producer, writer, and director complemented our academic inquiries and will do so again today. The Diasporic Family in Cinema Conference expands the transnational perspective of this earlier project, taking us beyond European cinema. With Stella Bruzzi and Rachel Dwyer, we have eminent scholars here with us today who have written seminal studies on the representation of fathers in Hollywood cinema and on the importance of family and family values in Bollywood and Indian culture more generally. It is my great pleasure to welcome Feo Aladak with her debut feature, When We Leave, Zandia Zuri with her documentary, Eye for India, and Leslie Adwin, producer of East is East and West is West. I'm so grateful that they will be joining us today. Their films have deeply moved me and inspired me, in fact, got me interested in the diasporic family in the first place. And I have, ever since I've seen these films, had a missionary zeal to kind of share my discoveries and share my enthusiasm when I'm teaching these films and also through the conference today. So I think we're all very much looking forward to learning more about the genesis of these films and the difficulties that the filmmakers faced when making and producing these in the afternoon. Before we start, let me just make a few remarks about the program. With 5 presentations, the screening of Eye for India before lunch, and a roundtable discussion in the afternoon, it's going to be a very tight schedule. So even if we have wonderfully inspiring discussions, we need to stick to the time schedule, because otherwise we're going to miss the film screening at 6 o'clock of When We Leave, which is at the cinema Cine Lumière. So I should like to thank Josefa Lushitsky, Manishita Das, and Mark Hobart, who are chairing the panels and the Q&As, for keeping an eye on the time. And if you're not from London and don't know how to make it to the Cine Lumière, then befriend a Londoner over lunch and just follow them. It's a kind of quick ride on the Piccadilly line to South Kensington, just 7 stops. Not in your conference pack yet, but distributed later by Jane, you will find a feedback form. And I'd be really grateful if you could complete that form and return it to me. If you're coming to the film screening, because there's a question about the film screening on the form as well, then please give it back to me after the film screening and Q&A with Féo Aladac at the Cine Lumière. And if you forget, just send it to me. There's an address on the top of the form. I should also like to mention that the conference is part of a larger project on the diasporic family in cinema, and it is supported by the Arts and Humanities Research Council. I should like to draw your attention to the project website, which is advertised at the front. Here, that picture of the little girl with the big ship, and you find the web address of the project, which is farflungfamilies.net. I would recommend that you take a look at the site. It has a lot of resources. It had blogs, information about films. It already has 4 podcasts of a conference panel in New Orleans on the subject of the diasporic family, taking a different vantage point. And all the conference papers today will also be podcast. And you have the chance to comment on everything and kind of intervene in discussions on the website. And I look forward to your comments.